Record is not on. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Yud Amud Beis. We're at the very bottom of the page. Vim Yeshlo Tzuras HaPesach, about 4 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mayor Yosef Ben Avram, Alav Hashalom, by his children and grandchildren. Also by Henry Erlinsky in memory of his father, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael. His yard site was yesterday. Also by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in appreciation of the Daf Yomi Shurim, in honor of his grandson's Nafi Lieber's wedding to Tamar Gartenberg and their week of Shavuot Brachos, and also by Mendy Yudin in honor of the 50th yahrzeit of his grandfather, Rabbi Mendel Levine, Harav Menachem Mendel Ben Yechiel Michal Alevi, Alav Hashalom and Hashem Hashem Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding at the very end of Daf Yerom Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss methods of dealing with a Pesach that is too large, whether too tall or too wide. So we already discussed in the Mishnah that one simple method of dealing with it is yima'it, make it smaller. But what if you're not going to make it smaller? Does the Tzuras HaPesach work? Does an Amaltara work? So we discussed a little bit, but we can go into some more detail about what situations the Tzuras HaPesach works and when an Amaltara works. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a Tzuras HaPesach works when the opening is more than 10 amos. Meaning, we've been working with the assumption, and the Gemara is going to start working with the assumption that just like an Amaltara works for that which is gavah mechaf ama, a Tzuras HaPesach works when the opening is more than 10 amos wide. So the Gemara is going to point out that not everyone agrees to that, and we're going to question whether that's in fact true, whether a Tzuras HaPesach works for an opening that's more than 10 amos wide. And then we're going to get into some of the details of a Tzuras HaPesach. This is very critical la halacha, to be able to understand what the requirements of a Tzuras HaPesach are, because all of our Erevin are Tzuras HaPesach. So we need to know what qualifies as a Tzuras HaPesach. Can you just take the electrical wires or the phone wires? Oh, that looks like a Tzuras HaPesach. So what are the structural requirements of a Tzuras HaPesach in order for a Tzuras HaPesach to work? Then the Mishnah at the end of Amud Beis is going to talk about what it takes to allow carrying in a mavui. A lechi, a korah, both, two lechis, a Tzuras HaPesach. What do you need exactly to carry in a mavui? And the Gemara is going to discuss defining Rishos HaYachid Midaraisa, both according to Shitas Beis Shammai and according to Shitas Beis Hillel. How many walls do you need in order to define to have a Rishus HaYachid on a Daraisa level? So let's begin. If there's a Tzuras HaPesach, even if the opening is more than 10 amos wide, you don't need to make the opening smaller. That's perfectly fine. So Ashkan Tzuras HaPesach D'manya Barachvo and Amaltara D'manya Begavo. So we find that Tzuras HaPesach helps if it's too wide, and Amaltara helps if it's too high. Yeah, that we've already learned. But Ipchamai, what would be the din if you have it the opposite? Would it work to have a Tzuras HaPesach if the mavui is too high, if it's more than 20 amos high? Does the Tzuras HaPesach solve that problem as well? Tosos and Dibra Maschil Ipcha understands that that's all the Gemara is asking about right now. Right, the Gemara will get to the issue of an Amaltara when it's too wide, but right now the Gemara is only asking about a Tzuras HaPesach when it's too high. The Meiri disagrees. The Meiri says no. The Gemara is asking Ipcha. It's about both. Flip both of them. It doesn't Amaltara work when it's too wide, and does a Tzuras HaPesach work when it's too high? Tosfos raises the question, why in the world would there be a suffix whether a Tzuras HaPesach works for something that's more than 20 amos high? Every Tzuras HaPesach, by definition, is a kana mikan, kana mikan, v'kana al gabem. You have two side poles, and then you have something running across the tops of the poles. So by definition, you have two lechis. So if you have two lechis, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. You don't need anything else. The lechis should already work on their own. Forget about, because the whole problem of l'mal mechaf hama is that your eye's not going to catch it. So that's by a korah, but by a lechi works even if it's l'mal mechaf hama. So the problem of l'mal mechaf hama is not an issue as long as you have a lechi. So how could the Gemara even raise a shayla? Does the Tzuras HaPesach work? Forget about what's on top. The lechi works. The side post of the Tzuras HaPesach works. So tell Tosa says it must be that we're talking about a case where the mavui would not be hukshar al yedei lechi. How would you have such a thing? You have a mavui mefulash. It's open on both sides, so lechi is not good enough. Or the opening is more than 10 amos. Or it's a safek that where each of the kanim of the Tzuras HaPesach are less than 3 tefachim wide, and you assume, like Shitas Rabbi Yossi that we referred to yesterday, that each kana has to be for a lechi, has to be 3 tefachim wide. Or something like that. You have to come up with some way that a lechi would not work, and that's why we're asking, okay, a lechi is not going to work, but what about a Tzuras HaPesach? In Tosra Ben Peretz, he gives a different answer. He says, we're talking about where you're marchik the kanim 3 tefachim from the wall of the mavui. So they don't work as a lechi when it's more than 3 tefachim away from the side walls of the mavui. But as a Tzuras HaPesach, that would still work. So that's the question. If it's more than 20 amos high, can you have a Tzuras HaPesach? We know that in Amaltra you have designs or whatever. We already discussed what an Amaltra is. So that's going to catch the eye and that's going to work even if it's more than 20 amos high. But what about a Tzuras HaPesach? So Tashma says, well, I'll bring you a Braisa. Titanya, mavui shu gavah me'asher mama yima'et. If it's more than 20 amos high, you should make it lower. But v'im yesh lo Tzuras HaPesach, eino tzorach lima'et. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, then it's unnecessary to lower the height of the mavui. So you see very clearly that a Tzuras HaPesach does work when it's more than 20 amos high. Now what about the flip side? Amaltra b'rach b'mai. Does an amaltra work when it's more than 10 amos wide? So says Mar Tashmal, bring you a raya. By the way, today's daf is much easier than the past few dafim, so it should be smoother sailing. So Tashmal, Detanya, I'll bring you a braisa. Mavui shu gavoa meser mama. If you have a mavui that's more than 20 amos high, you might, so make it lower. V'arach of meser, and if it's more than 10 amos wide, you might, so make it narrower. V'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, eino tzorach l'ma'et, and v'im yesh lo amaltra, eino tzorach l'ma'et. But there are two ways to avoid having to change it structurally. Either put a Tzuras HaPesach there or put an Amaltra there. So my, what does the Braisa mean when it says that if you put an Amaltra there, you won't have to be Mimait? Lav Asefa? Isn't that going on the case of the Seifa where it's more than 10 amos wide and normally you'd have to be Mimait, but by putting an Amaltra there, you don't have to be Mimait? So you see that an Amaltra works not only for height, it works for width as well. It says, well, lo, Aresha, you don't have any clear Raya. Maybe we're saying that there are these dimensions that are probably problematic, more than 20 amos high, more than 10 amos wide, and there are these solutions. Tzuras HaPesach is a solution for both height and width, and Amaltra is a solution for height, but maybe it's not a solution for the width, so we don't have a clear raya one way or another whether an Amaltra works when it's more than 10 amos wide. Now, if you don't have a clear raya, so what does that mean, lahalacha? So says the Rashba. The Rashba quotes that there are those that hold that we could be mekel, because we're talking about a mavui that has three full mechitzos. The whole issue is the fourth open side, so that's only a din midrabanan on a daraisa level. It has three mechitzas rishus yachad anyway. So the rule is always sveka drabanan lekula. However, the Rashba himself disagrees. He says that he would be machmir about such a thing because the very idea of what constitutes a mechitza is a din min haTorah. So, enochinami, in this particular case, where there are already three mechitzos, the nafkamina about the fourth wall is only midrabanan. But the dine mechitza are dinim da'oraisa. So if you're going to discuss what counts to make the mechitza on the fourth side, you have to work with rules that govern dinim da'oraisa. The Rush also paskins that an amaltra does not work when it's more than 10 amos wide, but for a different reason than the Rashba said. The Rashba said, because we have to treat it like a Safek D'oraisa, even though really it's only Din D'Rabbanan. The Rush says, no, it's only Svara, meaning if the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion, we have to figure out, Misvara, which side makes more sense. So the Rush points out that what's the whole problem when something's the malam echafama is that eina ayin shaletas bo, that the eye doesn't catch it. So an amaltra is something that grabs the eye, it grabs your attention. So it's going to solve the problem that you have with the malam echafama. What's the problem if it's wider than 10 amos? It's not about the eye not catching it, it's just, it's not called a Pesach. The definition of a Pesach, the criteria of what it takes to have what is halachically referred to as a Pesach is simply not met when it's more than 10 amos. You can make all the fancy designs you want. That's not going to help change the very status of a Pesach. So that's why the Rush thought that we would paskin to be machmir that an amaltra does not work when it's rachav me eser amos. Good, that's point number one in today's talk. Now says the Gemara, Masni Rav Yehuda L'chia Barav Kamei de Rav. Einot Tzarech Lemayit. He had a different version of the Mishnah. Instead of saying that when you have Rach of Me'asar Amos, you Ma'it, and if you have Tzuras HaPesach, then even if it's more than that, well, first we had our version, that if it's more than 10 Amos, he had Einot Tzarech, meaning if you build the Tzuras HaPesach when the opening is more than 10 Amos, you don't have to be Ma'it, but Amar Lei, Rav, told Rav Yehuda, don't teach my son the Mishnah that way, Asniye tsarich lemaid, that you still need to be memaided, meaning even building a Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help. If it's Rach of Me'asar Amos, if it's wider than 10 Amos, Tzuras HaPesach will not help. So against everything we've been assuming, we just worked with the previous discussion worked with an assumption. A Maltar works when it's more than 20 Amos high, Tzuras HaPesach works when it's more than 10 Amos wide. Ah, so then we discussed, does Tzuras HaPesach also work for height, and a Maltar also work for width? Now we're questioning the assumption. Rav is saying, no, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't even work for width. Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help if it's more than 10 amos. If it's more than 10 amos wide, so Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is going to learn something from what Rav just said. So he said, "Midivrei Rabbeinu." From what Rav said, that a Tzuras HaPesach is not matir when it's more than 10 amos wide, nilmad, I could learn another halacha. What if you have chatzer sheruba psachim v'chalonos? You have a chatzer that the majority of it is open doorways and windows, meaning it's parutz meruba ala omed. There's more open area between Tzuras HaPesach than there is actual wall. Eino niteres b'tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help when it's part of Tzmeruba al Omeid. My taima, why is it that it's not going to help? Hol the yosem eser oser b'mavi. Because we know the halacha is that if you have a pirtza that's more than 10 amos, that aser is carrying in a mavi. And part of Tzmeruba al Omeid, oser b'chatzer. And we know the din that if you have more pirtza than you have wall, that will aser carrying in a chatzer. So we could derive. My yosem eser oser b'mavi. If Rav is willing to say that when there's a larger than 10 amah opening in a mavui, a Tzuras HaPesach does not help, so I'll deduce from that that af paritz meruba l'omeid oser b'chatzer einu nita b'tzuras HaPesach, that whatever the problems that exist in a chatzer are will also not help to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So just like in a mavui, more than 10 amos is the problem and Tzuras HaPesach does not solve it, so to in a chatzer, having paritz meruba l'omeid is the problem and Tzuras HaPesach should therefore not solve it. So Rav isn't just telling us one chumrah, that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for more than 10 amah wide opening in a mavoi. He's telling us two chumras, that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't even work in a chatzer when it's part of Tzmeruba ala omeid. So the Gemara says, nah, not necessarily. Mal yosef me'asar osef b'mavoi, shekein lo itata beitzel pasi bira'os l'Rabbi Meir. Maybe the reason we're so machmir, Rav is so machmir about not allowing a Tzuras HaPesach to work for a more than 10 ama opening in a mavoi is because more than 10 ama opening could even be a problem by pase biraos. We discussed the other day when they had these makeshift four corners around a well so that they could draw water out of the well, but there are large gaps in the between the four corner pieces that you set up around the well, and Rav Meir holds those gaps are not allowed to be more than 10 amos. So we see having more than 10 amos of open space is very severe. But Tomer beparitz meruba l'omeid ha'oser b'chatzer shekein itarte itzal pasi b'rosel divrei hakol. Paritz meruba l'omeid is not as big a problem as 10 amos of open space. Paritz Meruba Lomid, we see that by Pasi Biraos it works. The whole Indian of Pasi Biraos is that you're not really building walls and we're making it easy for you and you're going to have mostly open space around. So just because Rav holds a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for a Rach of Me'eser, doesn't mean that Rav is going to say a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Paritz Meruba Lomid. Paritz Meruba Lomid is not nearly as strict as Rach of Me'eser. So Leimim Misayele, maybe we could bring a Raya to Rav Yosef, because the Fanos Halalu, the Brisa says that if you have these walls, sharuban psachim v'chalonos, that are mostly openings and windows, mutter, you're allowed to carry inside of them, ubulvad sheyomid meruba l'poritz. As long as you have more wall than you have openings. So it says, sharuban salgadayt, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. We just said it's mostly openings and chalonos, which means that it's mostly poritz, it's mostly not omid. So then, so the poritz is meruba l'omid. So how can it say, ubulvad sheyomid meruba l'poritz? Ela ema sheriba bahen psachim v'chalonos uvavad she'omen merubah l'parutz. It doesn't mean that it's mostly openings. It means that there are lots of openings, lots of tzuras ha-pesachs, but in total you still have more omed than you have parutz. What you see from the brisa is that even when you have lots of tzuras ha-pesachs, it's only going to work if it's mostly omed. If it's parutz merubah l'omed, a tzuras ha-pesach will not work. And that's a support for what Rav Yosef said. So again, Rav started by saying that a tzuras ha-pesach does not work when it's rachav me'aser. Rav Yosef says, I'll extend that. I'll tell you tzuras ha-pesach doesn't even work according to Rav when it's part of merubah la'omed. So he said, no, you have no raya that that's true, but now we're bringing a raya that that's true. Because here you have in the braisa that when it's part of merubah la'omed, the tzuras ha-pesach do not work. Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana rejects that raya as well. Kitanyahi b'piski shimai. Maybe that's talking about where tzuras ha-pesachs are problematic. They're what we call piski shimai. They're messed up tzuras ha-pesach. They're tzuras ha-pesach that are deformed. So my piski shimai, what does that mean, a deformed tzuras ha-pesach? So pligibar Rav Ruchumei v'Rav Yosef. Chad Omer Deleslu Shikfi. One says that the side posts of the tzuras ha-pesach are not straight, that you have like bricks sticking out and protrusions coming out of the side posts of the tzuras ha-pesach. And Chad Omer Deleslu Hu Tikra. And the other one says that no, it simply is that you have two side walls, but you don't have anything on top. There is no kanal gabeim, and therefore it's not a real tzuras ha-pesach. You just have openings in a fence, but openings in a fence does not create a full tzuras ha-pesach. So that's where the tzuras ha-pesach is not going to work, unless you have omid meruba ala paritz. But in a real tzuras ha-pesach, straight kanamikan, kana al gabeim, you could even have paritz meruba ala omid, and the tzuras ha-pesach will in fact work. So now the Gemara says, well, you know what? This din of Rav, going back to the din of Rav, so far we've been discussing Rav Yosef's extension of Rav's din. But let's go back to Rav's actual din. Right? Rav said that if the opening is more than 10 amos, a tzuras ha-pesach does not work on such an opening. Savaf Rabbi Yochanan Savala Lahad Rav. Rabbi Yochanan holds like this din of Rav as well. Because there was a story of a guy, Mi Bikas Beis Chorsan, who was from a place called Bikas Beis Chorsan. He stuck four poles on four corners of a field, umatach zmara aleihem, and he spread a branch over them, like a vine over them. So that was like the string of the eruv. He was trying to make a tzuras ha-pesach. And the story came to the Chachamim, v'itiru lo le'inyan klayim. And they said, yeah, as far as klayim is concerned, that's perfectly fine. Meaning, if on one side of this tzuras ha-pesach you plant grapes, you plant grapevines, on the other side of the tzuras ha-pesach you plant grain, this is a mechitza that's mafsik between the two sides as far as klayim is concerned. So as far as that's concerned, that's going to work. Because the mechitza works as far as klayim is concerned. That's a sugya in it's a mission climb, it's also sugi mesach basra. How you gather in a time, zes somich legather mikan, vizes somich legather mikan. The rule is by klayim that if you have a fence, normally you have to be marchit dalet amos, because they have all the sakarim. But if you have klayim, if you have a fence rather in between, so then you could plant right up until the fence itself. So it's matir as far as klayim is concerned. Vam Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish commented, kederach sheitiru lo linyan klayim, kach itiru lo linyan Shabbos, that just like we're matir for klayim, we're matir for mechitzas of Shabbos as well, that as long as you have a tzuras ha-pesach is perfectly fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, leklayim itiru lo linyan Shabbos lo itiru lo, that only as far as klayim they were matir, but as far as Shabbos, they were not matir. So the Gemara again, what are we trying to prove? That Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that just like Rav said a tzuras ha-pesach is not going to work when the opening is more than 10 amos, Rabbi Yochanan also says that tzuras ha-pesach is not going to work when the opening is more than 10 amos. So how do we see that? We haven't gotten there yet. But so far what we've shown is that Rabbi Yochanan said when a guy took four poles and put them in four corners of a field and ran a string across the top of them, he said, yes, that's good as far as klayim is concerned, but it's not good as far as Shabbos is concerned. So but we don't know how large these openings are yet. Are they more than 10 amos or less than 10 amos? If they are more than 10 amos, then we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that the reason it's not good for Shabbos is because they're more than 10 amos. So b'mayaskinan, ilei mamenatzad, what kinds of tzuras and pesachs are we talking about over here? If we're talking about that you did not run the kana al gabeyem, rather you ran the kana min atzad. Instead of running the top piece over the side poles, you ran them across, you know, from the middle of the side poles, like you know, on a telephone pole. Let's say you want to run a wire from one telephone, but the telephone poles are so high, so you're not going to get to the top. So you just nail the string into the telephone pole. So the telephone pole is here, and the string is coming out of the side of it. So if that's the case, that's what this fellow did, that he ran the poles along the side of it, that it's minatzad. No, that can't count as anything. The tzuras hapesach minatzad is not a tzuras hapesach at all. Ela al gaban. It must be that this is a valid tzuras hapesach, where it's al gaban, where the kana al gabayim is mamash on top. So ubimai, how wide of an opening is it? Ilema ba'eser, if it's talking about 10 amos or less, bahalema Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos lo, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that that doesn't work for Shabbos. What do you mean? How could that possibly not work for Shabbos? It's less than 10 amos. It's a perfectly valid tzuras hapesach. Elav b'yeser me'eser. It must be that we're talking about that it's more than 10 amos. And since you have openings that are more than 10 amos, that's where Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, I don't care they have a tzuras hapesach, because I hold like Rav that a tzuras hapesach doesn't work when it's more than 10 amos. Says, well, nah, we're not necessarily talking about where it's more than 10 amos. Li'olam ba'aser, we're talking about where it's less than 10 amos. Uminatzad, and the issue over here is that the tzuras hapesach is not a kana al gabayim, it's minatzad. Ubedrav chista kamiflagi, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about the din of Rav Chista. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Chista that a tzuras hapesach that's minatzad is worthless, and that's why he holds that it's not going to help the Inyan Shabbos. It's only going to help as far as Klayim is concerned. Whereas Reish Lakish holds that no, even a tzuras hapesach minatzad is a valid tzuras hapesach, that even if the top piece doesn't run over the side poles, it runs across the side poles, that's also going to be perfectly fine. Now according to this, by Klayim, everyone would agree it's okay. For Klayim, everyone would agree that such a tzuras hapesach actually works. So Rashi explains that's by Klayim, because Klayim is less chumur than Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, we have certain chumurs that we don't have by Hilchos Klayim. So now we're explaining the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish is about a tzuras hapesach min atzad, but maybe they both really agree that a tzuras hapesach would work if it's more than 10 amos wide. Their whole machlokas has nothing to do with that. Their whole machlokas is only about a tzuras hapesach min atzad. So, v'rami d'Rabbi Yochanan d'Rabbi Yochanan, v'rami d'Reish Lakish d'Reish Lakish. If that, in fact, is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we have a double stira. Rabbi Yochanan is sosar himself somewhere else, and Reish Lakish is sosar himself somewhere else. Why? Because, da'am Reish Lakish mishum Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chanina, Reish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chanina, so the word mishum, not mishmei dir, it's just, or not Omar, but Mishum. So the Machlokas Rishonim, what that is, comes to signify when quoting in the name of, and you say the word Mishum. Rashi in Maseches Chulin writes that whatever it says Mishum Ploni, it means that he didn't hear directly from him. He heard it in his name. So that's why, meaning when it's Amar Rav Yudom Rav, it means Rav Yudah learned by Rav. He was a Talmud of Rav, and he heard it straight from Rav's mouth. When you say Mishum, it means that he didn't hear it directly from him. He heard it in his name. So it's a less certain about the accuracy of the quote. The Rashbam in Maseches Babasran Daf Kuf Yudalid writes that when a Talmud says something from a Rebbe that's not his Rebbe Mufak, that's where it says Mishum. That Mishum is from someone, which also might reflect just how confident he is in the accuracy of the quote. Sometimes you would think, oh, what difference does it make if he's quoting his Rebbe Mufak or he's quoting someone else? You know, the quote is accurate as long as he heard it with his own ears. Now, it could be that Mishum means that there's not as much certainty about the quote, because a lot of times when you have a Rebbe Mufak, you know his style of speaking and you know what he means and you know when he's joking and you know when he's being sarcastic, and you know, so you'll pick up on those things, or you'll understand what certain words mean in his vocabulary because you've seen those words used in a different context. Whereas you hear someone who's unfamiliar, see this happen all the time. People quote Rav Schachter to me all the time saying things that are not at all what he meant. extent. He has a good sense of humor. He jokes all the time, and he uses a lot of words that sometimes other people don't use. You know, so whatever. So it's important that that when it says Mishum, says the Rashbam, it means not from a Rebbe Mufak, from a Rebbe Sheina Mufak. But either way, so the Gemara says that Reish Lakish says Mishum Rabbi the Rabbi Chanina. So what if you have Peah? Peah over here means you have a Tzuras HaPesach that's between two poles, but it's minatzad. So muteris linyan klayim, that's fine for klayim avlol the Shabbos, but it's not okay for Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kimechitzos haShabbos delo kach mechitzos haklayim delo. That if it's not good enough for Shabbos, it's not good enough for klayim either. So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are a double stira, because Rabbi Yochanan said before that Tzuras HaPesach with that's minatzad works for klayim, just not for Shabbos. Over here he's saying it doesn't even work for klayim, and Reish Lakish said before that it works both for Shabbos and for klayim, and over here he's saying no, it only works for klayim and not for Shabbos. So Bishlam Reish Lakish Reish Lakish Lo Kasha Hadidei Hadarabe. I understand it's not going to be a steer in Reish Lakish, because that which Reish Lakish said earlier, that was his own shita, but with that which he's saying over here, that it's it only works for klayim, that's in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina, his rabbi. So but he himself maybe doesn't hold that way. Elad Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, but you do have a steer in shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So it says, because again, previously Rabbi Yochanan had said that Tzuras HaPesach that's minatzad works for klayim, just not for Shabbos. And over here he's saying that it doesn't work for anything, not even for klayim. So iam bishlama hasam al gabon hacham minatzad shapir. If you're going to say that the case where we were talking about previously was not a discussion about Tzuras HaPesach minatzad, we just said that there are four poles and four corners of a field, and a guy ran his mower over them, and Rabbi Yochanan said that works for klayim and not for Shabbos. But we weren't sure what the case was. So we had two possibilities. Either that the poles were more than 10 amos apart from each other, or that the Tzuras HaPesach was minatzad. So if you say that the poles are more than 10 amos apart from each other, has nothing to do with Tzuras HaPesach minatzad, then you have no stira in Rabbi Yochanan. El amrit idividi minatzad. But if you say that that machlokas, that previous case, was also talking about Tzuras HaPesach minatzad, ma'ik alameimra, then you're stuck. Then you have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. So says Mar Liyolam idividi minatzad. Now they're both talking about where it's minatzad. But hasam over there, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about where the opening was less than 10 amos. So Tzuras HaPesach is going to work for klayim, even though it's minatzad. Over here, it's talking about Tzuras HaPesach minatzad, but it's more than 10 amos. And since it's more than 10 amos, Tzuras HaPesach is not going to work, even as far as klayim is concerned. But when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's al gabe yisaydos. It's not minatzad. It could be that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan would say that even if it's more than 10 amos, a tzuras haPesach that's al gabe yisaydos, a kanamikan v'kanamikan v'kan al gabeyem, is going to work for more than 10 amos. So minat temer deshanilan bein eser liyosu me'aser. How do you know to make such a distinction by dine klayim between 10 amos and more than 10 amos? Meaning by Shabbos, okay, Rav already made such a distinction when it comes to Shabbos, that if it's, I mean, the Mishnah made that more than 10 amos is an issue when it comes to Shabbos. But how do you know that there's such a distinction to be made when it comes to klayim between that which is 10 amos and that which is more than 10 amos? Damle Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, how could you hold that a Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad works for even an opening that's more than 10 amos? Lo kach hayamaisa, don't you know the story? Shalach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Lilmo Torah, that Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri to learn Torah by him. V'yavu bi shabaki bilchus klayim, even though Rabbi Yeshua himself was a baki in Hilchos Klayim, he still went to learn by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Meiri discusses why. Why would he need to go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri if he was a baki in Hilchos Klayim? So the Meiri explains, because Ein Beis Medrash below Chiddush. Furthermore, he says that sometimes you're a big baki in the written halacha, but you need a mesorah also. You need to know what the standard practice is. You need to know what people. We're learning Yardaya this year in yeshiva. I'm teaching the Smicha guys Yardaya this year, so I picked up a bunch of svarim on Basar B'chalav and Taroves. I went to the store, just bought a bunch of svarim. So one of the svarim is like Shilus Nogei LeMaisa for Hilchos Basar B'chalav, that that come up in modern kitchens, and then they analyze based on the sugya. So I saw that he had a haskama, the author had a haskama from Rabelski, and the haskama said, you're very nice, you did a nice job of learning through the sugyas, but then he said, but you need to speak to a Jewish woman, you need to speak to someone who actually is in a kitchen sometimes, because a lot of the things that you say are totally against the practice. You need to have, there's a mesorah, the dore doros, about how, and he gave examples, said, you said over here and over there and over there, it's totally against the Jewish practice for generations, so you need to speak to people who are on the front line, so to speak. So that's what Miri says over here. He could be a Bucky Luchas Klein, but he wanted to know what the mesorah was. Now who is this Rabbi Yeshua that was going to learn? He was going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out it's not the Rabbi Yeshua that we have in all of Shas, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was a chaver of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. So it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Yeshua, who's an earlier generation, would go be learning by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He must have been a different Rabbi Yeshua. But anyway, so he went to learn Hilchas Klein by him. And he saw that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was sitting between trees. So he figured, I could demonstrate exactly what my shayla is. So Matav's Mora Me Ilan Ilan, he ran a branch from one tree to another tree. Va'amalo, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi, Igafanim Kan, Ma'al Izra Kan. Let's say there were grapevines on this side of the string that I just ran. Would I be allowed to plant grain on the other side? So Amalo, Be'eser Mutter, Be'eser Me'eser Asu. He said, well, it depends. If it's 10 amos or less, then it would be mutter. But if it's more than 10 amos, then it would be asir. So b'mayaskinan ilema al gabon. How did he run the line across? If it was al gabon, it was on top of the trees. Yosem me'aser. So does that make sense? Yosem me'aser asir. Is it more than 10 amos opening? Is going to be a problem. Vatanya. But don't we have a brisa that tells us as far as klayim is concerned, hayusham kanin hadokranin. If you have sharp kanim and you stick them in the ground, like you can stick them into the ground and they'll stay because they have a pointy edge. Vaslan peyam milamayla, and then you make a branch that goes from one kanah to the other. I feel biyosem me'aser mutter. Even if it's more than 10 amos from one to the other, it's mutter. Elalav minatzad. It must be that the Tzuras HaPesach that he made for him to demonstrate his shayla was minatzad, that he ran the string minatzad from one end to the other end. V'ka'amar lei be'eser mutter b'yosem yasser aser. And the answer that he got was that if it's within 10 amos, it's mutter, but if it's more than 10 amos, it's aser. So you see from that maysa that at Tzuras HaPesach minatzad, we distinguish as far as klayim is concerned between eser and yosem me'aser. So shema mina, so ve'ena. That is a good raya, right? So we have proven that there is such a distinction. Period. Now we're going to get into the inyan of what are the physical requirements of a Tzuras HaPesach. What does it need in order to count as a Tzuras HaPesach? So gufa, going back to the issue of Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach shasam min atzad, loss of lo klum. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, it's worthless. It doesn't do anything. V'amar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda also said, Tzuras HaPesach sham rutzrich shtei bria, kidei lahamid badelas, fafil delas shal kashin. A Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong enough that it could hold the door. Now, the door doesn't have to be like a heavy metal door. It could be a door made out of kashin, made out of straw, which is a very light material. But it has to be at least sturdy enough to be able to hold such a door. And the kana elyon, it only has to be a mashu, has to also be able to hold the delas shel kashin. When we said in Dav Yud Gimel that the korah of a mavui has to be wide enough, has to be a tefach wide, and strong enough to be mekabel ariach, to be mekabel a brick, that's only matir mavui midin korah. But if you're using a tzuras hapesach, the top beam does not have to be quite that strong. Just needs to be able to, the structure needs to be able to support a delas shel kashin. Amar Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish comments, Mishum Rabbi Yane, tzuras hapesach tzricha heker tzir, that a tzuras hapesach needs to have a heker tzir. My heker tzir, what does that mean? Amar Rav Avi Avkasa, that there has to be a hole in the ground and on the top where you could put a pivot into it so that the door would be able to swing open and shut with that pivot. So it requires that as well. So Shkin Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi L'Tamid Rav Ashi Amalu Amar Mar Midi. Did Rav Ashi say something about Bitzuras HaPesach, about Halachs of Tzuras HaPesach? Amar Leis, they said Lo Amar V'Lo Klum. No, he didn't teach anything about the Halachs of Tzuras HaPesach. What does that mean? Why do we even report that conversation? You know, you just came from yeshiva. Did your Rebbe teach you Baba Basra today? No, we learned Baba Kama today. Okay, well, why would you report that conversation? You just so you're just saying that you didn't learn anything. So it's interesting. The Rif says la halacha, the first two dinim that the Gemara says, that a tzuris ha-pesach about a tzuris ha-pesach min atzad, and that tzuris ha-pesach has to be strong enough to support a door. The Rif does not mention the third din about a heker tzir, that a tzuris ha-pesach needs a heker tzir. So the Rashba explains that the Rif understood that this conversation over here was going on that last halacha, that he wasn't just saying, oh, did you happen to learn anything about tzuris ha-pesach? He was asking specifically, did you learn this about tzuris ha-pesach? Did you learn that you needed a Hecker Tzir about Tzuris HaPesach? He said, no, Ravashi did not tell us. It's not just Stam, we didn't learn about it. Ravashi, when he went through the requirements of Tzuris HaPesach, did not require a Hecker Tzir on a Tzuris HaPesach. And that's why, says the Rashba, the Rif didn't quote this La'alacha. The Rashba then quotes from Bali Atosos that were not sure, the Bali Atosos were not sure if the Shaila was about Hecker Tzir or also about Ru'i L'Kabel Deles. And since we don't know what the Shaila was about, we should be machmir on both. That you need Ru'i L'Kabel Deles, and you also need Hecker Tzir. That's how the Bali Atosos understand. But you see, fundamentally, the Bali Atosos understood the Sugya similar to the Rif, in that this little Maisa that we tell is not just Stama conversation, it's a question about the specific halachic requirements of a Tzuris HaPesach, and there's an answer that he did not teach those specific requirements. The Rush, however, quotes from Rabbeinu Meir that he doesn't understand these explanations. He said, Rav Ach was just asking Talmidim Rav Ashi, did you say any chiddush about Tzuris HaPesach? And they said, no, didn't say any chiddush, meaning like the Pashtos, but it's just it's the Pashtos, but it's not the Pashtos, because again, the Kasha would be, so why would the Gemara report such a thing if it doesn't really add anything to the halachic discussion? So Tana, Tzuris HaPesach Sha'amru, Kanamikan, Al Gabeinu. Tzuris HaPesach has to be pole on this side, pole on this side, and something on top. So Tzrichnigo ain't Tzrichnigo. Very important halacha lemaisa question. Do the side posts have to touch, have to reach all the way to the string that's on the top? So Rav Nachman Amar ain't Tzrichon Liga, Rav Sheshes Amar Tzrichon Liga. Machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. The Mordechai writes that even if you hold the Tzrichon Liga, they don't have to literally touch. They just need to get within lavud. They need to get within three tvachim. The question is, do we say good asik? That if you have a telephone pole and there are wires that run all the way across the top, and you want to use those wires, they're taut, they're good. You want to use those wires as the eruv. But the problem is they come out of the side of the pole. So can you just take a lechi and stick it to the side of the pole? The lechi will just be this high, right? And you'll stick it to the side of the pole, and then it will be underneath the wires that are on top. So that's the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. We paskin la lecha that yes, you can do that. That actually works. The trick is, though, is a question: do you need to use sophisticated measuring utensils to be able to make sure that it in fact aligns? Meaning, do you need to take like a laser something and a pointer to make sure that it aligns? Because sometimes it looks like it aligns, but your eyes play tricks on you. So that's a further machlokas poskim. Some of the poskim say, of course it has to align, otherwise it doesn't work. Others say, no, in general, it's only mashanir le'inayim. You don't have to look for microscopic bugs, and you don't have to see anything different than mashanir le'inayim, than whatever seems like it aligns. So also Rav Nachman, Rav of the Beirish, Kalusa Kishmaite. Rav Nachman paskim like his teaching that they don't have to touch. So I'm there. Rav Sheshes Hashamei, Rav Gada Zil Shalov Shadinu. Rav Sheshes told Rav Gada Shamish, go take all those Tzuris HaPesachs down. I'm afraid people are going to rely on them. They're not a valid Tzuris HaPesach. They don't touch. They don't touch the top wire. So Azil Shalov Shadinu. So Rav Gada went, a faithful Shamish, and he went and he pulled them all down. Ashku the Beirish Kalusa. Beirish Kalusa saw what he was doing. So Chavshuhu, they put him in jail. So Azil Rav Sheshes Kama Bava Amalei Gada Pukta. So Rav Sheshes went to the doorway of the jail and he said, Gada, come on out. So Nafak Vasa. So he came out. They let him go out. So that's how some of the Rishonim understand. They let him go out of the covet of Rav Sheshes, because he was a karev to the Reish Galusa. They didn't realize that he was doing this, he was authorized to do this. Asher Rav Sheshes Rab Bar Shmuel Amalei Tani Marmidi B'Tzuris HaPesach. So he said, did you learn anything about Tzuris HaPesach? Amalei, in Tanina, yeah, I learned a Brisa where you can bring a Raya to the halachas of Tzuras HaPesach. Because the Braisa is in Hilchos Mezuzah, but it's important for Tzuras HaPesach. Kippa, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv Mezuzah V'cham Potter. If you have an arched doorway, Rabbi Meir says, Chayiv Mezuzah V'cham Seir Potter. V'shavin Shem Yesh Bragleh Asara Shei Chayevis. But everyone agrees that if the first 10 tefachim of the doorway are straight, and it only arches at the top, that it's for sure going to be Chayiv in Mezuzah. But wait a second, the Kana Al Gabeim is blocked by part of the arch. So don't you see that even though it doesn't reach all the way, the mezuzos don't reach all the way to the mashkof, it's still going to be considered a tzuras haPesach. So that's what I learned in Hilchos Mezuzah that we could apply over here. Amar Abai, hakol modim im gavoa asara, that if the kippah is ten tefachim high, the ein bragleha shlosha, and you don't have at a height of three tefachim off the ground before it narrows to less than four tefachim wide, inami yesh bragleha shlosha, or maybe it does have a height of three tefachim off the ground before it narrows to less than four tefachim wide, but vein gavoa asara, but the whole height of the doorway is less than ten tefachim velo klum. That's for sure not a doorway. The definition of a doorway is it needs to have four tefachim of width and ten tefachim of height. But ki pligi, you do have a machlokas in the following. B'yesh braglash shlosha u'gavoa asara. The doorway is more than four tefachim wide, at least for the first three tefachim of height. The entire height of the doorway is ten tefachim. It just narrows to less than four tefachim wide, because it's a kippah, because it's an archway, you know, before it hits the height of ten tefachim. Ve'en ruchav arba, v'yesh ba lochuk la'ashlim al arba. If you were to cut out, to carve out the doorway and take away the arch, but use the dimensions on the floor, on the ground, and the dimensions of the height, and just square it out, you would end up with a four tefach wide doorway and ten tefachim of height. That's where you have a machlokas. Rameir savar chokik in la'ashlim. Rameir says, We do this imaginary work where we pretend as if it's carved out and therefore it counts as a real doorway and it's going to be chayv and mezuzah. V'rabbanan savri ein chokik la'ashlim. And the rabbanan hold, no, we're not going to be chokik la'ashlim. Right now, you don't have ten tefachim high and four tefachim of width, because by the time it gets to ten tefachim high, it arches. So you have less than four tefachim of width. So we don't make an imaginary carving out. So amalei, imashkachzu lo temelu lebeirish galus of Lomidi, Mehamas Nisa Tekipa. So Rav Shesha said to Rabbi Shmuel, who taught him this brisa, look, if you run into the household of the Reish Galusa, don't tell them anything about this brisa that talks about the arch doorway, because then it will demonstrate that I made a mistake about my Psak Halacha, and that the Kanan Lamaila does not need to touch the Kanim Shabitside Tzuras HaPesach, and I made a big mistake in the whole thing. So don't tell them anything about it. So some of the Rishonim said, what do you mean? So Rabbi Chanel says, I'll tell them. Meaning, I'd rather you not tell them. Let me be the one to tell them that I made a mistake, and I'll be able to contextualize it properly. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.